And the next contestant is Julia Milroy from Surbiton in Surrey. She's 32 years old and a secretary in a local company. She's married to John and has two lovely children. And tonight, Julia gets the chance to answer questions to win our star prize. And this week, our star prize is a holiday for two in Hawaii.
How can I help you? A ticket? Certainly, sir. Where to? Strand Park? Oh, I don't think there's a railway station there. Let me just check. No, I'm sorry. The nearest station is Bristol Parkway. Yes, there's a connecting bus service which runs every hour. Just ask the porter or the ticket collector and they'll tell you where to go. A second-class ticket to Bristol Parkway, then. That'll be £18. How would you like to pay?
Sighs of relief could be heard among the shrieks of triumph as Ambleford made heavy weather of their match against Barnsley, Oxford's conquerors in the first round. Barnsley may be facing a battle against relegation from the Diadora League Premier Division, but what they lacked in ability, they more than made up for in combative spirit and sheer hard work. They created a number of scares before Ambleford's class finally showed. After an even first half, it was less than 2 minutes into the second half when defender Richard Sherry needlessly conceded a corner. Kevin Keith headed in from the kick to take Ambleford into the next round.
Arthur Moore and his wife Frederica admitted last night that they had consulted solicitors about their marriage. The couple have been married for 25 years and have just celebrated their silver wedding anniversary with a huge celebrity party. A statement confirmed that the couple are leading separate lives. The statement added that their matrimonial affairs were under discussion and requested the media to allow the couple to get on with their lives in privacy. The statement came as the 58-year-old actor dismissed media speculation on a reconciliation and told a German paper of his deep attachment for 39-year-old divorcee Rachel Morley.
Mary, you've just been named to play the leading female role of Scarlett in the film sequel to Gone with the Wind. How do you feel about it? You must feel very excited, but perhaps a little nervous too? It's your first major film role, after all.
Most of all, I'm thrilled. It's like Christmas and birthday and New Year's Eve all rolled into one. It's a huge challenge for me, and you're right, it's a big step. But I'm not intimidated, and I'm not going over the top about it. It's something I'm really looking forward to. I really can't wait to get started.
Ford Escort, that do you?
Fine.
Now, I need to see your license.
Yes. Here you are.
Thanks. Okay, that seems to be all in order. Now, it'll be £24 a day with this car for up to a week, plus petrol costs, of course.
Of course. What about insurance?
It may be covered by your own policy, but we recommend that you take out a temporary cover with our scheme. It's only £10 extra.
Fine.
Just sign on the dotted line then, please. So here are the questions on the subject you've chosen to win tonight's star prize. Take your time now. You have 10 seconds to think before you have to answer each question. Okay? Good. And here's your first question. Who was shot in Sarajevo in 1914 by Gavrilo Princip? Take your time now before you answer.
Thank you for calling the Saturn Telephone Weatherline. Here is the weather forecast for today, Tuesday the 21st of March. Today will be cloudy and overcast, but with only a 10% chance of rain. Winds will be light to moderate, but it will be near freezing all day with icy patches on the roads, so take care if you're driving. There'll be a heavy frost tonight with temperatures as low as -5°C. The long-range forecast is for snow towards the end of the week.
Rest on the Flight to Egypt is probably the only small-scale Titian in private hands. Painted in 1510 and 1511 when Titian, the founder of High Renaissance painting in Venice, was in his early 20s.
The painting's small size may well have made it attractive to thieves, as it could easily be carried. Petition expert Dr. Paul Sherman of Cambridge University said, "It is a lovely little thing, a little gem, and it is very sad that it has disappeared. Only a couple of other small pictures by Titian are known, one in Bergamo, Italy, and one in the Metropolitan Museum in New York."
George?
Yes?
You know that essay we were set on drugs and modern society?
Oh, yeah, that one. What about it?
Have you written it, then?
Oh, yeah, ages ago. Why, haven't you?
Well, not exactly. That's to say, I haven't actually started it yet.
Maria, so what do you want? You don't expect me to write it for you, do you?
No, no, of course not. I just thought you might give me a few pointers, if you know what I mean.
Pointers? What sort of pointers?
Well, you could start by telling me which books you used.